Hey, everybody. We're the Ragbirds, and we're so grateful to you guys for coming out tonight. We're from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and this is a song about living in our hometown. It's called the Ypsilanti Song. In the same time, no matter. they're from, do you guys, did anybody here see us? Oh man. At Painesville Party in the Park? Some of you guys there? A couple? It was just a recent show kind of nearby. I was mentioning this show a lot, so. This is a song off of our very first record. It's a song that I wrote when I was still really hoping that my husband would propose to me. And kind of hinting subtly at it. My husband's the drummer back there. That's why I was looking in his direction. It's a song called Love's Great Joke. So much. that was like the before song, and this next song is like the after song.
Thank you.
much. So we have a...
How long was that? Was that...
Nine.
We have a brand new CD that is, it's called Finally Almost Ready. And it's actually here tonight. It's not actually released, technically, until next weekend when we have our big CD release party and all that. But we had it at Painesville, so you might have picked it up there if you were there. And we have it here tonight with us. If you guys are interested, this is one of the songs off of the new record. Give me 1 second to check. Were any of you guys here last time we played here at the Winchester? Yeah? Cool. Thanks for coming back. I was real sick that day. I had such a sore throat. It was very, very memorable for me. Being on this stage, feeling like that. I feel much better today. Snow too. You guys are brave. Getting around the country as much as we can, and we've got a van that runs on waste vegetable oil. And it's kind of cool. We would travel around and fill up our gas tank at Taco Bell and wherever else we can find a grease trap. And you know, it's been full of hazards and pitfalls as well. We happened to hit a deer on our way home from 10,000 Lakes and 2 weekends ago, and our van's still in the shop. But hold on one second. You're not gonna tell you guys to hold on. Hold on a second. Anyways, so, and we also went to Japan this year, which was a really great experience for us. And you know, I find that as we travel around and through all the things that we experience in our travels, it really widens our world in more ways than one, and it helps us more than anything. And the greatest experience is that we get a chance to see how other people live and how they kind of experience how other people feel by kind of entering into their lives and into their homes. A lot of times people will put us up in their home, and it's very eye-opening. And I wrote this next song about that topic, actually. It's a song about traveling and getting a bigger perspective on the world by seeing the way that other people live it. And it was inspired by a Mark Twain quote. And Mark Twain said that travel is fatal to bigotry and narrow-mindedness, and that broad, wholesome, and charitable views of men and things can't come from staying in one little corner of the earth for your whole lifetime. So, song that's on our new record, which, by the way, did I mention we have our new record for sale tonight? It's called Panoramic Camera.
Of my dream, I'm a lover of the roots of my dream.
Travels. It's a song that's based on the tangos of Argentina. It's a song about being brave. It's called Brave New Beat. Thank you. Morocco. It's from Ghana. And what I'm singing is, great God of power and might, creation bows down at your knees. This is our friend Evan over here. He's going to join us on the djembe. He's our helper and our friend. He's running our merch table for us. So if you ever want to pick up a CD or anything, you can talk to this guy.
The Z-Man with the Ragbirds, the Winchester, Cleveland, Ohio, Mistake by the Lake, 8-7-2009, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatec, V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices, 722, 12 feet from stage, 6 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 173 of 2009. Thank you.
called Good.
Everything I heard is something I already ought to know.
Fonte makes anybody happy, right? Another song off of our very first record. It's called Narcissic. much. This is another song off of our new record. I was trying, as a songwriter, you know, we tend to take on the task of changing people's minds and worlds with our songs. Like, there's this really important things to say. And I was trying to write this a song, and I was really working way too hard at the lyrics, and I was really, like, trying to come up with some really brilliant moral that everybody needed to hear. And I finally gave up, and I wrote this song instead, and it's a song called Little Things. Thank you. life. Here's another quick little story. We're getting near the end here. And this is a story that's based on an Italian dance called a tarantella. And you may have heard me tell this before, but it's key to understanding this song. Because I'm talking about, like, biting in the beginning and stuff, and it's not, like, anything weird. It's about a spider that bites somebody, and they, in ancient Italy, believed that you had to dance, or at least that it was a good way to sweat out the poison. And so the whole town would gather together with their instruments, and they would play these songs that started real slow, and they'd kind of just get going slowly, and they would get wilder and wilder throughout the night until the victim sweat enough to be healed. So I've always loved that story, and I set out to write my own version of a tarantella. So this is my poison story. much for listening, and please keep in touch. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and all that kind of stuff, too. And get on our email list. You can find out about all of our adventures hitting deer and all that on the road. This is a song from Romania. It's called the Romanian Train Song.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys.
the Z-Man, the Ragbirds, the Winchester, Cleveland, Ohio, Mistake by the Lake, 8-7-2009, FOB, DFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech, V2, Benchmark, 82K, Sound Device, 722, 12 feet from stage, 6 feet in the air, in the proverbial sweet spot for show number 173 of 2009.